going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Thank you guys for tuning in. 62 for the high today. So what is one situation you found yourself in that could have ended very badly, but you turned it around to be a positive? And Breezy brought this up a couple minutes ago, that she found herself in a situation yesterday that raised a lot of alarm bells.
Yeah, no, I was slipping. I mean, if you know me, you know that I'm pretty anxious just living, breathing on this earth. There was like a slight moment in time where every day my eyes opened from sleeping, I thought I was going to die. But anyways, that's neither here nor there.
We all go through it.
Fully.
Right before I turned 40, that was my biggest thing. When is my heart going to stop all of a sudden?
But like, I think about like the most mundane things that I do and I'm like, well, I could die doing this or I could die doing this. But you know, you gotta just send it. And sometimes when I'm running on outside, like on the side of the road, sidewalk, whatever the case may be, I think really crazy thoughts. But we all have those intrusive thoughts. And yesterday I was running on a trail that was brand new to me. I had never ran it before. So I was exploring. I was trying to figure out where it popped out at, where I was going, all of the things. I was in Pittsburgh, so...
Oh, then you found yourself naked and afraid.
No, fully. So I was like, okay. So I'm on this trail that's very secluded, and then it pops out onto French Road right next to Naz. And I'm like, okay, this is great. Now I'm like out in the open. Love this. And I'm on this like, you know, residential street. I'm running.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, this car out of nowhere is now pulling over.
To where you're at.
To where I'm at.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, that's the end of that. I'm getting sex trafficked. Like,
that's the first thought that came in your head.
Absolutely. Or getting kidnapped.
Okay.
They're interchangeable.
What kind of car was it?
It was like a black Jeep. And I was like, oh my God, this is it. I've seen visions. I've had premonitions. This is over for me. Now I'm on this... the movie Taken 4. You know what I mean? So I'm like, oh my God, like, why is this person pulling over? And then it comes to my attention. I'm like, well, maybe I know them or the, you
because
know?
You're in a secluded area, right?
Not anymore. And now I'm on like a like an actual street. I'm on a sidewalk. So I'm like,
and this black Jeep pulls up next to you and starts to pull over,
rolls their window down,
and says, like, what?
Oh my God. I'm like, hi. And they're like, Breezy. I'm like, hi. They're like, I don't know you at all. I'm just a fan. And I'm like,
I thought this story was going somewhere else.
Oh, thank God. Oh, I thought I was getting killed. I thought I was fully getting zip tied and thrown in the back of the Jeep Compass.
I mean, it would have made a more interesting story for sure.
No, for sure. I mean, no, kind of pissed I didn't. You know what I mean?
What can you do?
Not me sending out Amber Alerts for myself. But, I mean...
So what happened? You hopped in the car with her. She took you to your place where she really kidnapped
didn't,
you.
We didn't... I didn't hop in, but we were on the side of the road for quite some time. Cars were beeping. A four-car pileup was almost formed. It was a lot. But we were just chatting. Her name's Chelsea.
Chelsea probably
wasn't the best place to do a meet and greet, you know, on the side of the road
when
there was no shoulder to pull off onto. But I appreciated the effort. I really did. And, you know, all of my fears quickly went away because I was getting attention. So,
oh my God, this is so like you.
I know. But I think what it comes down to is when you find yourself in a situation where you think it's going to end really badly and it doesn't, it actually goes the complete opposite and you're, you know, living, laughing, loving, kikiing with a random girl who now you guys are best friends and follow each other on Instagram. I was curious to know because I feel like, you know, you've been running a lot. You've been doing the whole jogging thing. Is this just like a female thought or do you also get nervous that you're going to get sex trafficked downtown?
No, I don't think about those things because right. I'm not a female and you guys have a lot more to worry
Such
about
a
than
privilege.
We do. I don't think about those things. I walk through the city at 2:30 in the morning alone and don't have to worry about looking over my shoulder. Is it still dangerous? Yeah, 100% it is.
I probably wouldn't be doing that no matter what gender I was.
Well, that's, you know, I'm
pretty dicey things that we report on a daily basis.
Yeah, I'm not thinking about it. But as a single woman in the city, yeah, I would definitely keep your head on a swivel.
Mm-hmm.
Would I be thinking about that yesterday when a Jeep's pulling over? No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I definitely thought it was all over.
And I'll tell you what, the one scare I had when I was 6 years old, because that's when my parents started to really talk to me about stranger danger. And I'm on my bicycle riding down our residential neighborhood on the sidewalk, minding my own business. And this shady brown old Cadillac pulls up. It's a two-door. And this guy sitting in the seat, looks a little like Jeffrey Dahmer, rolls his window down. And before he got a chance to ask for directions, as soon as he rolled his window down, I jumped off my bike, threw the bike on the neighbor's lawn, and just sprinted into my parents' house. Couldn't stop crying. Hyperventilating. Mm-hmm. They couldn't figure out what's going on, what's happening.
Could have been yesterday.
Do we need to call the police? And I just remember having a moment of being absolutely terrified because of this car pulling over to stop to ask me for, most likely it was they're asking for directions, but I don't know, as a 6-year-old kid.
I lost my puppy. I have candy.
Get
in.
Car.
Thinking about kidnapping someone in a 2-door car seems like a lot of admin, but anyways.
In broad daylight.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it happens time and time again.
It does. So yesterday when that happened to me, automatically reverted back. I'm 7 years old. I'm automatically 7 years old. I'm automatically thinking that someone's going to ask me for help searching for yeah. their puppy. I'm automatically thinking that someone's telling me that my mom said it was okay for them to pick me up from school. All of the lines that my parents, my mom, warned me about, I was thinking. And normally I run strapped with mace. I didn't have it yesterday. Unfortunately,
you should definitely carry that with you. And I'm not sure why you went on TikTok shop. You have brass knuckles. You have tasers. You have stun guns. Uh-huh. You take them with you.
I have everything. I mean, it's a lot of things to carry and I'm trying to PR. You know what I mean? It's going to bog down my mile time. But
better safe than sorry, Breezy.
I know.
And not to mention a female friend of mine from high school. And I know this has probably happened to a lot of women. You got to be careful because she found you ever hear of a girl coming outside and somebody left a coffee cup near their car door.
Yeah.
That's full. Or they put something underneath.
They put money on the windshield.
They put money. So when you get out of your car or when you're walking to your car, you stop because you're distracted. Or if there's money underneath.
It's a diversion.
Yes. Or you get out of your car. And that's how sometimes people get kidnapped.
Yeah.
Be very careful when you see something like that. Don't get distracted. Get the hell in your car and get out of there.
Run it over if you have to. Or the money's laced with something and then you pass out. Or there's something on your handle. Guys, be very careful. Keep your head on a swivel. I'm so happy that I met my new friend Chelsea and we're going to go to the movies next week. But it could have ended in a different situation. It could have.
See, I'm happy for you. But like, guys, I would never think to meet someone that quickly and be like, we should go to the movies next week.
Yeah, well, I'm a friendly person, so.
I don't think guys would do that, though. They would get a beer. They get a drink together. Let's go play darts. Let's do something.
Whatever. We could go to the movies. We could paint each other's nails. We could literally do whatever. As long as we're together, that's all that matters to me. I feel safe.
I know you do. Be safe out there, you guys. All kidding aside.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.